Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roughneck jungle base wobble in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way proper DNB producers often do it. Design a sound, print it to audio, then chop it like it's part of the breakbeat. That's the secret. In this style, bass is not just a tone. Bass is arrangement. We're aiming for something rough, heavy, and playable inside a real drop. Not a glossy pop bass. Not a static synth loop. We want a bass phrase that can argue with the drums, leave space for the snare, and still feel like it's evolving across 8, 16, or even 32 bars. Set the project to 174 BPM right away. That keeps the whole session in proper jungle and DNB territory. Load a breakbeat, or at least a simple drum pattern with kick on the 1 and snare on 2 and 4. If you've got a reference loop, even better. Use it. The drum loop is the judge here. If the bass sounds nasty solo but weak against the break wins. Always. Before we even touch the synth, keep an eye on headroom. Let the master breathe. Aim for around minus 6 dB peak while you build. That gives you room to resample later without clipping your way into a mess. Now create a MIDI track and load Waveitable. You could do this with operator or analog too, but Waveitable is fast for getting a strong mid-range bass shape. Start simple. Oscillator 1 should beat a saw or a gritty Waveitable with some bite. Oscillator 2 can be off, or just a little detuned if you want thickness. Then turn on the sub-oscillator and keep that clean and centered. The sub is the foundation. Don't make it clever. Make it stable. Now go to the filter section. Use a low-pass filter with a fairly steep slope, like 24 dB. Set the cutoff low enough to sound dark at first, somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how aggressive your patch is, and only a moderate amount of resonance. You want character, not a whistling sweep. If the bass line is going to move between notes, add a little glide, but keep it short. Around 40 to 90 milliseconds is enough to make it rude and slippery without turning it into smooth legato. We want attitude. Now add movement. Map an LFO to filter cutoff or Waveitable position. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16. Don't overdo the depth. If the modulation is too deep, the bass stops locking to the drums and starts sounding seasick. We want wobble, yes, but we still want low-end focus. Next, add saturator after the synth. Drive it a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. This gives the patch some density and helps it survive the resampling process. A good rule here is to overprepare the source a little. If the patch feels maybe 10 to 15% too polite, that's often perfect. Once you print it, some of that edge will disappear, and you'll be glad you had extra character baked in. Now write a 2-bar MIDI phrase. Keep it short and rhythmic. In jungle and darker rollers, the bass should behave like part of the rhythm section, not like a lead line trying to sing over the track. One or two notes per bar is often enough at this stage. Let the movement come from modulation, note length, and spacing. A strong starting idea is this. Put a root note on an offbeat, then answer it just before the snare. That gives you that classic call and response feeling. In bar 1, leave room. In bar 2, change something small. Maybe a slightly different note length. Maybe an octave drop. Maybe a shorter tail. Tiny changes matter more than big flashy ones in this style. If your patch responds to velocity, use it. Even subtle velocity variation helps the bass feel played rather than drawn on a grid. And if you're working in a dark minor key, try limited movement between the root and a flattened fifth or minor third. Keep the harmony tight so the groove stays in charge. If the patch still needs more motion, add auto filter after the synth. Try low pass or band pass mode. A subtle LFO here can make the bass sound more vocal. If you want a rougher edge, a touch of redux can add digital grit, but use it carefully. Just a little downsampling or bit reduction goes a long way. You can also add drum bus for extra density. Keep the drive modest, and don't smash the low end too hard unless you're after a very specific character. For an even dirtier roughneck tone, you can layer a second MIDI track with a mid-range oscillator or a noise element. Keep that layer filtered high enough so it doesn't fight the sub. Think of it like the attitude layer. The sub is the weight. The mid layer is the bark. Group them so you can control the whole bass family together, while still keeping the sub path clean and mostly mono. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling, or route the bass group into that track. Arm it and record a 2-bar or 4-bar pass while the drums play. Capture more than you think you need. Seriously. Longer tails give you options later for reverse hits, tiny pickups, or phrase repairs. This is not just recording a loop. This is printing a performance. Once you've got the audio, consolidate the best region into a clean clip. Keep the original MIDI instrument around and mute it if you want. Don't delete it. You may want to print alternate passes later. Now edit the audio like it's a jungle break. Slice at transient points or at quarter note and eighth note boundaries, depending on how the groove feels. If the recording is already tight, don't overwarp it. Overwarping can flatten the natural swing and make the bass feel stiff. In jungle, groove often comes from timing decisions more than tone changes. Start building a call and response pattern out of the slices. A good structure is a short hit plus tail in the first half of the bar, then a filtered wobble swell in the second half. Leave a gap in the next bar so the drums can breathe or throw in a fill. Remember, silence is part of the rhythm. A one-beat hold before a snare roll can make the return feel massive. Use clip gain and tiny fades to keep the slices tight. If a tail is useful but too long, trim it. If a hit needs more punch, shorten the fade in. If you want a little extra drama, reverse one tiny tail or add a reversed pre-hit just before the drop. That kind of thing reads very hard in DNB. If the sliced version feels weak, don't instantly reach for more distortion. Try respacing the slices first. Changing the timing of the edits can be more powerful than changing the sound itself. Now arrange the wobble into a real section. Think in 16 bars. For bars 1 through 4, keep it stripped back. Maybe filtered bass fragments, maybe tension only, maybe just a tease. Bars 5 through 8 should be the main wobble statement, with a clear two-bar identity. Bars 9 through 12 can introduce variation, like a higher octave hit, extra chops, or a slightly more open filter. Bars 13 through 16 should move into a switch-up or a release, giving the listener a new shape before the next section. If you want it DJ-friendly, keep the intro and outro sparse enough for mixing. In a dance-floor context, that matters. Put your strongest bass moment at a phrase boundary, like the end of bar 4 or bar 8, where it lands cleanly and feels intentional. Every 8 or 16 bars, add a little punctuation. That can be a reversed bass slice, a stop, a stutter, or a snare pickup. And in a jungle arrangement, a really effective move is to let the bass step back for a bar while the break gets more active. Then slam the wobble back in. That contrast feels heavy, not empty. Now let's clean up the mix. Keep the sub mono. Use utility on the sub track if needed, and collapse it fully. If the kick owns the 50 to 70 Hz zone, let the bass emphasize a slightly different low range or focus more on upper harmonics. Don't make the kick and bass fight for the exact same space. Use EQ 8 on the bass group. If the mid layer is muddy, gently high pass it around 80 to 120 Hz. If there's boxiness, cut some of the 180 to 350 Hz area. If the wobble is too harsh, tame the 2 to 5 kHz region a bit. Always EQ in context with the drums, not solo. Sidechain the bass lightly to the kick or snare with compressor. Fast attack, medium release, and only enough reduction to clear the transient. We're not trying to create house-style pump. Just enough movement to let the drums hit. If the resampled audio is spiky, soften it. Tiny fades help. A little transient reduction in drum bus can help, or automate utility gains so certain hits sit smoother than others. Sometimes the best way to make a bass bigger is to make the attack a little cleaner. Now automate. Open the filter over 8 or 16 bars for a build. Maybe start around 150 Hz and rise toward 1.5 to 3 kHz, depending on how aggressive you want the tension. Add a little extra saturator drive in the strongest section, maybe only 1 to 3 dB. Use sends for delay or reverb on selected tails only, not the whole low end. And if you want a huge re-entry, automate a brief bass duck right before the hit. That tiny pocket of silence can make the next note feel enormous. If you want to go deeper, make two or even three resampled versions. One clean and round, one rude and mid-forward, one clipped and aggressive. Then use them as different energy states in the arrangement. That's one of the best advanced tricks here, phrase length switching, density automation, and alternate prints. You're not just making a bass sound, you're making a set of bass performances. Here's the mindset to keep throughout. The wobble is a performance print, not a preset. Commit to the audio, commit to the dirt, commit to the groove. In this style, the arrangement often becomes stronger once you stop treating the sound like a synth patch and start treating it like a chopped rhythm instrument. For your practice pass, try this. Build a two-bar wobble phrase, resample it, then turn it into an 8-bar section with one filter move and one dropout for a drum fill. Keep the sub mono, keep the slice timing tight, and always compare it with the drums. If the bass and break feel like one instrument, you're on the right track. That's the Roughneck Jungle Wobble Workflow in Ableton Live 12. Design it, over-prepare it a little, print it, slice it, and arrange it like it belongs in the break. That's how you get movement that feels intentional, rude, and proper.